Many people have no idea what a computer worm is or how to keep your computer from being infected. A computer worm is a type of computer malware. It can be very destructive to your computer and even render it unusable. Let's talk to Matt Kohler to see how much he knows about computer worms. Good afternoon, Matt. I am doing a podcast on what computer worms are and how to protect your computer. I would like to ask you a few questions on computer worms to see what your knowledge is. First, tell me a little about yourself. Where do you work and what do you do?
I work at Evonik. It's a company that makes pharmaceuticals, and I am a business analyst.
And do you work with computers daily?
Yes, I constantly work on the web and on the computer system.
Have you worked with a computer for a long time?
I've worked with a computer for probably over 25 years.
Do you use computers outside of your job?
Yes, I do. I use computers for home bookkeeping and for internet usage quite often.
Now that we know a little bit about you, let's see what you know about computer worms. Do you know what a computer worm malware is?
No, I do not.
Do you think a computer worm and virus are the same thing? And if so, explain.
Not really knowing the details, I would guess that they were the same in the same family, but maybe not necessarily identical.
Have you ever worked on a computer infected with a worm?
Not to my knowledge.
Do you know if there is more than one type of worm? And if so, can you name one?
I can't. I don't know anything about worms, so I couldn't be specific as to the details.
Do you know how computer worms work?
No, I do not.
Do you know how computer worms spread?
No, I don't know that either.
Do you know how a worm can damage your computer?
No, but I imagine it's not there for any good purposes, so I'm assuming that it's put on there to do.
What is a symptom that your computer may be infected with a computer worm?
I would say that it would be slow. It could shut down and restart quite a bit, and then the functionalities of the various software wouldn't work properly.
If your computer is infected with a worm, do you know how to remove it?
No, I don't.
And do you know how to protect your computer from worms?
I know the basics of password protection, not opening malicious files. Our work has a pretty good firewall, but I imagine that even with a good firewall, it's still susceptible to attack.
Thank you, Matt, for your knowledge on computer worms. Now let me share a bit of my knowledge on computer worms and what they can do and how you can prevent them. The first computer worm was released into the internet on November 2nd, 1988 by Robert Mose. That computer worm is now referred to as Mose Worm. Mose, a computer student at Cornell University, released the worm from MIT. He was a guest on the MIT campus and hoped to remain anonymous. The worm was meant to be released as a joke, but it turned out to not be such a funny matter. A computer worm is a type of computer malware that can spread copies of itself from one computer to another. It can also replicate itself without any human interaction. This ability to work anonymously without is what distinguishes it from other forms of malware. Some of the most widespread and destructive forms of malware have been worms. A worm is not a virus. is more powerful than a virus. A virus cannot reproduce or spread around the computer on its own. The worm contains within itself all of the functions it needs to make copies of itself and move around the computer. A successful worm can compromise a machine's inner workings. People and companies that don't keep their operating systems up to date provide the perfect place for worms to do their work. And there is many types of computer worms. Some turn the computers into bots that launch attacks. Others scour their hosts for sensitive information, while others encrypt the victim's hardware and make them used as ransomware. Once a computer worm is installed on your computer, most can be removed, but it isn't easy. You can use antivirus protection to tell what type of worm the computer is infected with. And once the computer worm has been identified, write down the name in case the antivirus protection cannot remove it. If the antivirus protection does not remove the worm, use a search engine to find a removal kit for that particular worm and follow its instructions. Some computer worms can be removed, but in my experience, that some worms cannot be removed. I currently have a computer worm on my computer that I have still not yet figured out how to remove it, and it's been on there for about a year. One of the most well-known worms is the SQL Slammer. Although it is a small worm, it has brought down the most of the world's SQL servers. Another well-known worm is the Blaster, a Windows worm launched DDoS attack against Microsoft and infected as many as 2 billion computers. The Conflicker is a worm that has infected millions of computers and created botnets. The final worm I would like to mention is the Stuxnet, a worm developed by the U.S. and Israel intelligence that targeted Iran's nuclear program and set it back years. A question many people have is, how can I tell if my computer is infected by a worm? One way to tell if your computer is infected by a worm is if it acts weird. What do I mean by that? Well, if your computer might have loss of performance, its performance goes down, and other symptoms is loss of functionality, so some things will not be usable anymore, and you might experience unexpected pop-up windows or random sounds. You can also have unexpected files or folder changes. Your folders and icons might be missing or changed. The last symptom I am going to point out is a sudden lack of hard drive space. These worms are called disk bombs and can be used to cause all types of damage by filling the hard drive with copies of itself. The best way to keep a computer worm free is to be proactive. The early bird catches the worm. Make sure the computer has antivirus software and systems are kept up to date. Be sure to run proactive virus scans. Only install one antivirus solution. If you have more than one, some may cancel out each other. Each protection software thinks the other is a virus. If you are having pop-ups on your computer, take measures to eliminate them. Some worms can destroy antivirus software. If this happens, you can create a Linux-based rescue CD to reboot your computer. It will disinfect and repair corrupted files. If your computer is without a CD drive, the option might not work for you. Always check with your antivirus vendor's website. These companies keep up to date with trends in malware. They can offer advice on how to deal with malicious programs. My last advice for you with dealing with a worm is to attack calmly and quickly. By proceeding in this manner, you can reduce the risks and damage to your computer. I hope this podcast has given you helpful information and ideas on what to do with a computer worm is and is not. I also hope I have provided information on how to tell if your computer is infected and how to deal with it if it is. Finally, I hope I have convinced you to be an early bird and take proactive measure to keep you and your computer from being infected.